Can you go ahead and pinpoint the points where God's mercy has shown forth for you? Bible says Romans 9:15. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Thank you, God, for being compassionate upon me. Thank you, God, for being compassionate over my matter. Thank you, God, for being compassionate over my family. Thank you, God, for being compassionate over the issues of my life. Thank you, God, for being compassionate over me. When God is compassionate about you, it means God is carrying your matter on his head. When God is compassionate about you, it means God is involved in your life. It means that God will go to any length and every length to bring solution to your problems. It means that God will go to any length and every length to make you have prosperity and increase, to make you have an enjoyable life. Can you say, Father, I thank you. I thank you for having compassion upon me. I thank you for having compassion upon my family. Thank you for having compassion upon me. Thank you for having compassion upon me. He says, whoever he decides to have compassion is the one who will have compassion on. This means that we cannot earn God's compassion. We cannot earn God's mercy. If he will have mercy on you, then he will have it. If he will not have mercy on you, then he will not have mercy. That is God's sovereignty. That is God's sovereignty. But we know that God's mercy endures forever. God's mercy is inexhaustible. Can you go ahead? Say, Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Kabadana mahis. Joboko balamba kadabaye. Ekumbala brakada balabra kadabala badadabaye. Jakanda la baka tatabakas kumbande. You have 1 minute more. You have 1 minute more. Father, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your mercy. Kala banana na banana na motion. Elebraka debele braka dobolo bosha. Kabana baraka da da ba da 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 basha. Kabana breka debolo breka dosha. Esho bele breka dobala braka da ba da ba dosha. Kabala braka da ba da 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 bosha. Kabala ba da da ba na ba na masha. Kabana ruse bele braka dobala sha. The Bible says in Psalm 136 and verse 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for his good and his mercies endures forever. He says in Psalm 100 verse 4 to 5, enter into his gate with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. My God, my God, my God. Thank you for being a merciful 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 God. In Jesus' name, we are giving thanks. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 verse 10, which in time past were not a people, but now you have become the people of God, which have obtained, it says in time past, you had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy, because now you are God's person. You are God's person. Can you say, wherever you are, I am God's person. Because of God's mercy, I am God's person. By his mercy, I have become God's person. By God's mercy, I have become God's person. To be God's person means that you have become God's possession. It means that your life has become God's possession. And so it means that your troubles have become his own. Your issues have become his own. Your worries have become his own. And so I congratulate you today as I announce to you that God is willing to carry your burdens. By his mercy, he is willing to carry your burdens. You do not have to carry your burdens alone. God is willing to carry your burdens. We are continuing our series today ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. And today we'll be looking at this scripture. Our anchor scripture that we have been looking at is Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. Verse 8 says, for everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. For what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, he will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? You see, today we are going to be starting out with asking. And you see, I want you to understand that basically what you are being worried about, what you are being anxious about, sometimes all you just need to do is ask. Sometimes we go through life and we try to sort things out on ourselves, we try to help ourselves, and then God has positioned people around us that can provide those helps. All we just need to do was ask. Ask, ask. He says, ask and it shall be given unto you. This principle applies in the place of prayer. We have to understand that asking means that you depend. Asking is a sign of humility, and that is what prayer is about. Prayer is about your dependence on God. You have come to an end of yourself. You know that you are insufficient. You know that you yourself, you are not, your capacity, your strength is not sufficient. You know that you cannot carry on by your own self. And so sometimes all we just need to do is open our mouth and say, God, I need wisdom. God, I need money. You know, sometimes many of us, before we think God doesn't want to provide money. We think it doesn't make sense to say, God, I need money. And so the first thing we think about is people. We go to people and say and ask them for help, and ask them for resources, and ask them for help, and ask them for money, and ask them to borrow us. Meanwhile, God is right there, always there. He says he's the ever-present help in time of need. He's the ever-present help in time of trouble. But we never go to him to ask. We never go to him to ask. Can I encourage you this evening to repent, and have a heart that depends solely on God. A heart that always, like a child, depends on the Lord and says, God, I depend on you for my daily bread. God, I depend on you for my bills paid. God, I depend on you for my healing. God, I depend on you for my promotion. God, I depend on you for the approvals that I seek. God, I depend on you as touching the next phase of my life. I depend on you that you will guide me correctly. Sometimes all we just need to ask is to ask. You see, it is your responsibility to ask, and it is God's responsibility to give you what you ask. And you must understand that God will not give you anything contrary to what you ask. You cannot ask God for fish and he will give you stone. So God will only give you good things. That's why he says further down in that scripture, he says that in verse 11, he says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Can you say, wherever you are, God is my Father, and he gives good things? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. How does that make you feel? Can you say it again? God is my Father, and he is a giver of good things. Oh, glory to God. Can you picture in your mind what good things you need? What good things do you need right now? What good things do you think, if your life has it now, is going to beautify it? Can you think now and say, God, and can you just imagine now and say, what good thing do you think that if you have right now, the Lord is going to be glorified in the mouth of people when they see it in your life? What good thing is there in your life? What good thing is there to seek? What good thing is there to ask? And can I announce to you today that come on. announces. Can I announce to you today that there is absolutely nothing good that you ask for that God cannot provide? There's absolutely nothing good that you ask for that the Lord cannot provide. Yes, that He cannot provide. There's absolutely nothing good that you ask that He cannot provide. Yeah. Now, I want you to understand that the Bible says something about asking. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. So God doesn't just give good things. God gives wisdom. God gives wisdom. Sometimes what you need is direction. Sometimes what you need is not even like resources. Sometimes what you need is direction. And you see, all you just need to do is go and ask God. Most times we're thinking about the direction that we need to follow. We are thinking about like how to go about life. We're thinking about the directions that we need to toll in life, and we're using our brain all the time. But why not depend on the Father that knows the end from the beginning and ask Him and say, Father, give me wisdom. Sometimes we just need wisdom to be able to handle our relationships and keep the relationship going. Sometimes we just need wisdom to preserve our job. We just need wisdom to be more productive. You know? So, you know, as little as, oh, I'm overwhelmed with tasks and I don't have time to take care of myself. You can ask God for wisdom on how to manage your time. Yeah, you see, He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally. And do you know that God is a father that doesn't just give good things, that doesn't just give wisdom, but whenever he gives liberally. Yeah, he gives liberally. He gives abundantly. Liberally means he gives abundantly. It means he gives superfluously. And so when you ask God for anything, you can be sure that God will give you an abundant supply to the degree that you need it at that point. You can be sure that God is able to provide much more than you need, much more than that can take care of you. And that is because when God relates with us, He doesn't just relate with us alone. He relates with us so that He can bless other people through us. So this moment, whatever it is that is a lack in your life, the Lord is going to supply those lacks, and then you are going to have in abundance. Can I hear somebody say, the Lord is going to supply all my needs, and He will supply it in abundance? Yes, amen. Now, it says again, let him ask in faith. Now, did you see that? After you've understood that your Father is the one that gives abundantly, you have to ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed to and fro. He that wavers is like a wave that is driven, and you know, it's being tossed to and fro. Then I'm reading James chapter 1 now. Verse 7 says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. It says, a double mind is unstable in all his ways. How is an unstable man? It says he's unstable in all his ways. And so you see, we have to also understand that when you go back, did you notice something? In Matthew chapter 7 verse 8, for everyone that asks receives. In verse 7 it says, if you ask, it will be given to you. And then in verse 8 it says, everyone that asks receives. So there's a place of you are, it's a process. You ask, God gives to you, and then you have to receive. This is in line with what we treated in our last series on prayer of faith. There's a place of you receiving, and that's where many people have problems today. They ask and they don't receive. They ask, and so they keep asking because they don't ask in faith. They keep asking in unbelief. And so when they ask, they keep asking the same thing over and over and over and over again, as though God is a dumb and deaf God, as though God did not hear them the last time they asked. You see, asking God for something is as simple as saying, God, I need this, and then He supplies it immediately. I will show you in scripture. When you ask God for something, when does God give it? God gives it immediately. Yes, God immediately. Now, you actualizing what God has given you is what now takes time. You receiving what God has given you is what takes time. And so most times the problem is with the receiving. And you see, if you are somebody, You see, you have to understand and believe that God gives liberally and receives quite all right, and God gives liberally, okay, and that you and when you understand that, you have to receive that gift that you have asked. You have to receive it without a double mind, because double mindedness is a matter of character and not just, you know, about coming to ask from God correctly. You know, you can know the actual thing that you want to ask, but there's a responsibility, and the responsibility is that you have to ask in faith. Okay, you have to ask in faith. It says that you know, a naturally double-minded person is someone that is deceptive in nature. Somebody that somebody that tells lies a lot is a double-minded person. You know, when you are somebody like that, it's not good, because being like that will delay you from receiving. It's not delaying God from giving to you. It's going to delay you from receiving when you pray. And so that is why it is important that if you will be someone who prays and receive answered prayers, you have to be someone who is not full of lies. You have to be someone who is straightforward. You have to be someone who is not double-minded. You have to be a straightforward person, because that is how your heart will be able to be strong in faith and receive whatever you ask of the Lord. And so, you know, a naturally deceptive person who is not truthful or straightforward will hardly receive answered prayers. And it's like I said earlier, it's not because God, you know, didn't want to answer them, but it is because his heart, you know, will find it difficult to receive anything that God gives by faith. And we can only actualize God's gifts and answer to our prayers by faith. There's no two ways about it. It's not magic. We can only actualize God's gift to us by faith. By faith. By faith. And can you just look inwards right now and say, Lord, can you straighten up my heart? Lord, I submit my heart to you. Give me a heart that can receive. Give me a heart that can be pure. Give me a heart. And by heart now, I'm talking about your mind. I'm talking about your thinking. I'm talking about your manner of life. Can you say, God, purify my manner of life. Let me have a straightforward kind of life. A straightforward kind of thinking. I don't want to be an insincere person. I don't want to be someone who is not straightforward. I want to be an honest person. Lord, can you align me correctly? Can you align me correctly? Can you align me correctly? Can you help me align correctly, dear God? Can you help me to be correctly aligned? Can you help me, Lord, to be correctly aligned? And to yield, Lord, correctly, to have a heart of faith, a heart that will trust that you have granted my request. A heart that will be like a child, that will not doubt your capacity, a lot of us really hurt God. We ask the same thing on Monday, we still ask the same thing on Tuesday, we still ask the same thing on Wednesday, and God is hurt. God is saying, stop treating me like I'm deaf and dumb. I can't do this thing. I have given it to you. But many of us will not know that God has given it to us. We will still continue to act in unbelief. And unbelief, one of the greatest sins that God hates is unbelief. And that is why many people are hindered from receiving. Can you say, God, align my heart correctly. Let me have a heart that receives correctly. Whenever I ask, let me receive correctly. Let me receive correctly. Let me receive correctly. Let me receive correctly. Shana mana barakana mana masha. Now, you see, another thing you have to understand about God. The Bible says in Acts, in James chapter 1, verse 17, that every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no fickleness, neither shadow of turning. You have to know that when God gives, you know, the first thing, let's analyze the scripture. See what it says about God. It says that only every good gift. So it means that any gift that is not good cannot be from God, right? And so what is a gift that is not good? What is an example of a gift that is not good? typical example of a gift that is not good is sickness. So God cannot give you sickness. God cannot give you poverty. God cannot give you shame. God cannot give you pain. God cannot give you disgrace. Okay, now it says that every perfect gift, every good and every perfect gift is from above. It says that it comes down from the Father of lights. So it means that anything you get will be light. Anything that you will receive from God will be characterized by light. So it means that anything that can be traced to darkness cannot be traced to the things that God gives. It's important that you notice these things so that you can be able to know what to receive and what to reject. Because there are some things in your life that is not even about you receiving, it's about you rejecting them. You know, anything that is not from God, you should reject. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Okay. Now it says, neither is there a shadow of turning. Now it now says that this Father of light, there is no fickleness. That means God is a straightforward God. God is a honest God. It says there is no shadow of turning. So it means that God is a Father of light. Now, when somebody is a Father of light, now what it means is that God is light. Does light have shadow? No, light does not have shadow. So it means that God is the source of light. That is what this is saying when it says it doesn't have a shadow of turn. So if God turns, you can't see his shadow because he is the one that is the source of the light. Do you understand? So God is not a receiver. God is a giver. All through the scripture, you understand that God's nature is to give. Even when you have a situation where it looks like people gave to God, it wasn't really that people gave to God. It was still that God was giving to them. Because even what they were giving to God, who gave it to them? So God is a giver. Okay? Now, no shadow of turning here would also figuratively mean that when God gives you something, God will not take it back. So God will not give you a child and then take back the child. God will not give you a child and then give the child a sickness that will kill the child. Exactly. God did not give you to your parents so that he will now inflict you with sickness and take you away from your parents. Are you getting the point now? So when God gives you good things, he will not take it away from you. God will not give you a good job and then take it away from you. You know, because that and then Christians can be very funny. God gave you a job. You are not afraid that you will lose the job because of the economic situation. So the God that gave you the job, economic situation is not more powerful than the God that gave you the job. Is that what you are saying? When God gives you something, he will not take it back. And let me tell you, let me even shock you. Nothing has the power to take it from you except you yourself do away with the thing that God gave you, or you hand it over to the devil. Exactly. Now, based on these scriptures, it is impossible to pray to God. Based on all the scriptures that we have talked about today, you have to understand that I'm taking my time to teach you these things so that when we now go and pray, you will be able to see results when you pray. Now, based on these scriptures, it is impossible to pray to God and not have answered prayers. God always answers prayers. If you can ask, God will give it to you. If you can receive it by faith, you will have it in your hands. Uh-huh. So, most times, it's not that God didn't give you. It is that you did not receive. The problem lies in your receiving. There was a problem in your receiving. And most times, do you know that God gave you that thing, that good thing? God gave you immediately. And like I mentioned earlier, the actualization of what God has given you, the delay is dependent on how well you are with receiving. And so that's why most times ministers will prophesy over you and you will see the results faster. And you yourself, you will prophesy over yourself and you will not see the results. Most times, it's not really because this God loves those ministers more than you. It is because in your heart, you honor those ministers, you honor their words, and so your faith is able to be strong enough to pull out into the physical what these people say. what ministers declare over you, because you have reverence over them, so you honor them. And so most of us, we don't even honor ourselves. You just see yourself as a regular guy, as a regular girl. So and that's why you talk anyhow. You are not even careful about how you talk. And so when you now ask God, when you talk, how do you expect your heart to believe you? How do you expect your heart to be able to trust that what you said will come to pass? And so that's why it looks like when you say amen to prayers from ministers, you tend to see results more than when you yourself pray alone. And you see, one of the reasons why teachings like this are not popular is because when you are trained to put all your trust and your honor on a particular man of God, you will tend to gather there, you will tend to attend the meetings, you will tend to troop there, and so you tend to pull crowds. And so, and it's not really, the fault is not even the minister's fault. The fault is most times, people are to be blamed, because people are lazy most times. People don't want to train their hearts to trust God. People don't want to train themselves to be truthful enough that their heart now trusts what they say. People don't want to train themselves to be honest enough that their hearts trust what they say. People don't want to train themselves to be able to honor their own words and preserve their own words and be mindful of their words and not use their mouths to gossip, not use their mouth to pull down another person, but use their mouths to always do things that glorify God and minister grace. And so rather than spend time doing that so that you can have a constant supply of results in the place of prayer, people will rather flock around ministers, go for crusades, go for miracle meetings and receive their miracles. People will always go through shortcuts to get results. And let me tell you, a time is coming when an issue will arise in the middle of the night and there will be no network to call your pastor. What will you do that time? That is why we are praying these prayers that we are praying today. Now, having said all those things, let's look at Jesus Christ. Did you know? But before we proceed, I want you to take 2 minutes. And you see, the prayers that we are praying this evening, we are already praying. We are passively praying. As I'm talking to you, me too, I'm praying, because all these words are also affecting me. Now, can you just say, God, help me to glory to have you glorified in my heart. Help me to have you glorified in my heart, so that I will revere you. It is the degree to which you honor God that you will honor His word. You know, and so when you come to a point where you outrightly rely on God, honor God, it doesn't matter who is saying it. It doesn't matter where you are hearing it from, as long as it is the word of God, even if it is you that is saying it, you will be able to pull results to your prayers that way. Can you say, God, help me to honor you. Help me to honor you. And not just, help me not to just know that you can do all things. Help me, help my heart to believe it, that you can do all things. Help my heart to believe that I can ask you anything and you will give it to me. I don't just want to know it in my head. Help my heart, renew my heart, renew my mind. Let it be a revelational knowledge, that I will know that anything whatsoever I ask God, He can give me. Anything whatsoever I ask from God, He can give it to me. Help my heart, oh God. 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 Let me be able to trust in you. Let me be able to amplify you in my heart. Let me be able to amplify you in my heart. Let me be able to amplify you in my heart, oh God. Kara koko baraka make koko poko baka daka baka tata ba kibala kumara sisi fene kumai jema nante kede bala baka tata tata yate hele broko mana mana mashamba na baba baba badasha kopo kobarante kele breke tebe kobala baka tata baka baka tata tata ba ijapa kobarata mande vele broko dobo no mono shanti. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now look at Matthew chapter 8. This is after that Matthew 7 that we read earlier. This is Jesus. So, do you know that Jesus shows us, models us God's true nature, which is to give good gifts liberally? And you know that I mentioned earlier that liberally means that God will give you without having, you know, God will give you super abundance than you need. And then another aspect of liberally, God giving you liberally, is that you don't have to whine God to make him give you something. You see, I'm not the one saying this, it's the Bible that is saying it. When somebody is a generous giver, you don't have to ask them twice. You ask them once and they will give. See, when somebody is ready to give you something, you don't have to be the one reminding them, you know, and say, ah, please give me something. You don't have to be the one reminding them. Okay, when somebody is ready to give you something, they will give it to you. Do you understand? When God is ready to give you something, he will give it to you. And the good news is that God is always ready, and he will not just give it to you, give you abundantly. And so what this means is that you don't have to, you know, see, when it comes to things, you see, that's why Jesus talked about asking, seeking and finding. It's in stages, and you will see the wisdom in what Jesus said. It's in stages. See, asking is the most surface level of your prayer work with God. When your prayer work is only based on asking, then you don't have a deep relationship with God. You see, and so it's funny when, you know, God is amused in heaven when people will fast 40 days and 40 nights for things. Is God so stingy that God, you have to fast 40 days and 40 nights to make God give you something? You see, most times what those people need is to just sit down under teachings like this and get their minds renewed. That, see, that 40 days and 40 nights you are spending on asking God for things, spend it on seeking God, or rather spend it on knocking. And we will see what seeking God and knocking means later on. Ask, you see, liberally means that you don't have to sweat to get God to give you the good things. In fact, you can get good things by speaking them into existence, like we taught it in previously. Sometimes you don't even need to come and ask God for good things. You can just open your mouth and speak it into existence, like we taught in prayer of faith. So asking is so surface level. Asking is so, you see, when it comes to things, it is so simple. Can you see wherever you are? It is so simple for God to answer prayers. Can you say it again? It is very simple for God to answer prayers. Answering prayers is not hard for God. Yes, it is not hard for God. You see, the problem is your own heart. The problem is our hearts. The problem is not that God gave you. And like I said, the problem is not that God didn't give you or God gave you. Every time, quote me. Oh no, don't quote me. Quote the scriptures. I will show you. You know that God is the perfect image of God. Jesus is the perfect image of God, rather. Now look at what Jesus did here. The Bible says that in Matthew chapter 8, verse 3, it says, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him. That's the leper worshipped Jesus. This is a leper. Do you know what the leper is? A leper is someone that the disease has eaten their hands, their fingers. I don't know if you've seen a leper before. It has eaten their fingers and their skin, you know, their skin is ugly. Mm-hmm. So this means that if this guy will be healed, you see, I intentionally took this example because it is one of the most impossible situations that our mind can imagine. If you don't know what a leper is, just take your phone, type it on Google, and let Google show you pictures of what a leper is. So you understand how difficult it is, according to our mind, in quotes, for such a person to be supernaturally healed. And not just supernaturally healed though, let me show you. The Bible says that this guy, see what he did though. It says he came to Jesus and he was very direct though. He didn't even come, he did not rababa. He did not have to rababa. And by rababa, I mean he didn't have to like dance and like worship him and like try to make his head swell and stuff like that. He didn't have to like fast 40 days and 40 nights. Look at this though. He just came to him and said, Lord, if you will, can you make me clean? I like this guy, very direct. He just came. God, if you will, can you make me clean? It's as simple as, God, can you give me money for my school fees? God, can you provide and help me to pay this debt that I'm owing? God, can you bring me healing to my body? Very simple. God, can you heal this diabetes? It's very simple. And it just came directly. Bam. See what Jesus said. Jesus did not say, please hold on, let me go and pray for 5 hours. Please let me go. No. Jesus was answered him immediately. He says, and Jesus put forth his hand, my God, and touched him. There's somebody here. As I said it, I saw it literally. Jesus stretched forth his hand and put it on you. Yeah, Jesus literally stretched forth his hand and put it on you. I can see it. Yeah. And see what happened. What happened is that you are healed now. So go and check your body. What just happened right now is that Jesus touched you as you were hearing me, and then immediately healing was imparted onto you. So check if it's something you can diagnose. Check if you can drop it in the comment section, let us know. Yeah, and if it's something that you have to go to the hospital to check, let me know. Go to the hospital and check. If you have to pay for the test, let me know. We'll see how we can assist you to pay for the test. I'm so sure that Jesus just touched you right now and you are healed. The Bible says that Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Glory to God. Say, God wills to prosper me. God wills to meet my needs. God wills to give me good things. Glory to God. It says, I will. And see what he said, just one sentence. Be you clean. I will be you clean. The Bible says, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now you see, this same story, we will teach seeking from this same story. And we will teach knocking from this same story. Yes, we teach seeking from the same story, and we teach knocking from the same story. So that you will see that you can be the leper in this story. If you are the leper in this story, you are the one that your prayer level has stopped at the place of asking. Yes, your prayer level stopped at the place of asking. If you are a seeker in this story, you will be at the level of Jesus, and the level that you will be is the I will stage, where God says, where Jesus replied him that, yes, I will heal you. Do you understand? Jesus replied, he says, I will heal you, and then he says, be clean. So seeking is another stage where you graduate to a point where you learn God, you know God. And so, for example, Jesus had known that God can heal. Jesus had known God to a point that, yes, God can heal. Yeah. So seeking is that point where all you just pursue in your prayer is to know God more. Mm-hmm. Then you cannot be another person in this scripture. And that person is the person that after he said, be ye clean, there was a result. And the result was that immediately his leprosy was cleansed. At that point, you have graduated from knowledge. You have graduated to becoming, and that's why knocking is transition. Knocking is not when you knock, it means that you want to change position, you want to change, you want to transition. It means that you want to enter into another expression. Okay, and so knocking means that there's a transformation of personality, and so you have become somebody, you have become what you now know about God. So you know that God can heal. So you have now become a physical representation of that healing. Of that healing power of God. And so when you now minister it, there is result. That is not. But today we'll just stay with asking. And so having said all those things, let me ask you, did you notice from this scripture the precision that leper had in asking? And did you notice that Jesus was so prompt in giving him what he asked? So we are going to practice what we have learned today. You are going to ask for 5 things. If you don't have up to 5, ask. But five things, open check. I give you open check. Ask of five things. And you are going to ask based on the knowledge that you have learned today, which is that God can give you good things, whatever you ask. God can give you liberally, super abundantly. And you don't have to ask more than once for God to give you. The moment you ask, God gives it to you. So you are not, all those five things, you are not going to say it two times. You are going to say it once. Now, and then, why? Now, let me now put a disclaimer. The disclaimer is that you will also receive. You won't be double-minded, though. You will have faith in your heart that what you have asked, God has given it to you. And then you will now receive it. So your prayer point will sound something like this. When you have this understanding, this is how your prayer point will sound like. Rather than, God, give me money. God, give me money. God, give me money. God, give me money. God, oh yeah, give me money. 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 I'm shaking your head. Give me money. Give me money. I'm sweating. Give me money. Give me money. Give me money. Give me money. I'm dancing. I'm beating the ground. Stamping your feet on the ground. Yeah, give me money. Oh yeah, give me money. No. You see, instead of your prayer sounding like that, your prayer will sound like this. Dear Father, please, I need $50,000 for this project. I believe that you can do it, and I believe that you will do it. Father, I receive it. I receive 50,000 naira in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you have given it to me. I receive it in the name of Jesus, because your word says you give liberally. And so I receive it in the name of Jesus. And so when the thought of the need for 50,000 naira comes later in the night before you sleep, what will you do? What you will do is, Father, I thank you because you have given it to me and I receive 50,000 naira. When the thought comes to you tomorrow morning, the alert has not dropped though. The thought comes to you tomorrow morning, what will be your prayer? Father, I thank you because you have given me 50,000 naira that I asked last night, and I receive it with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. When the thought comes again tomorrow evening, now, do you know that God has given you immediately you asked? The reason why it is being delayed is because of your heart. Your heart has still not. So how you will get your heart to trust so that you actualize the result is that you use your mouth to keep giving thanks to God, that what God has done, God, what you have asked, God has given it to you. Do you understand? Yeah. So I'm going to ask for five things, and then that's the way you pray it. Okay, you don't have to use it verbatim. So you have 5 minutes. Just, in fact, 5 minutes is too much. You have 2 minutes. Yes, 2 minutes. Just go ahead and ask God for five things. Mention those five things. Be precise, one after the other. Mention this one, and then when you will know, you will have the conviction in your heart. And maybe next week we'll talk about it. There's something called the note of victory in the place of prayer, where you will know that you have had it. But most times you don't have to wait for the feeling. No, you don't have to wait for the feeling most times. Just knowing these scriptures enough and putting it to use is enough. Just test God's word and you put it to work. Now, so we are go ahead. 5 minutes. Oh, I said 5 minutes again. Maybe that's what God wants. God wants. Maybe somebody is going to join us within that space. So Let's go. 5 minutes. Shamana bragadabala bragadabala. 5 things. Just ask for 5 things. Leko paraso veneno mashamba la bragadabala bragadabala. Sko venen bregadabene bregadabala badosh. Ijen bregwadabala bragadabala. Shambana bragadabala paras. Vene bregadabala shambana bragadabala paras. Jabada bragadabala bragadabala barababadosh. Esto baratina skabala bragadabala banash. Ijabana bragada bala bara baba 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 You have 3 minutes more. You have 3 minutes more. Shaba kwada bala bragada bala 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 bala. By now you should be rounding up. Shaba da bragada bala bragada bala 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 bala. Shaba da bala 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 bala. And how do you round up? You round up with thanksgiving. Father, I thank you because this that you have given to me, I will have it. I already have it. So I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Libro commanda bada bragada bada bragada bada bada da bash. 3 minutes more. 3 minutes more. Libro kodo bala bragada bala bragada bala bragada bada bada da bash. Jabra kwada bala bada da bada. Someone here, you feel so tired in your body. You feel so tired in your body. I pray for you that you will wake up. You will have a sound sleep tonight, and then you will wake up feeling so energetic, and excited, and motivated for the day, for the week ahead, in the name of Jesus. You have 2 minutes more. You have 2 minutes more. Le pour commander vers les bras de banasha panatinos vers les précautions est vers les précautions. There's someone in particular you are praying for, your parents that is sick. You are praying for your parent that is sick. Your mom in particular that is sick. Yes. Receive the healing for them. Receive the healing for them. Receive the healing for them. They are healed. They are healed. They are healed. Don't be afraid. That sickness will not end their lives. Mara suvenantra shabana brakomandi venebrakodush and abala parese venebrakodomasha. Jacanto bala brakabala fukos suvenebroma shabana brakada bala baras. Eshta bala vanas kumala brakada bala bala mana manosh. There is someone here that is confused. You are 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 confused. And so you have been thinking a lot recently. You have been thinking a lot recently, weighing a lot of options. Ask. Can you ask for wisdom? Can you ask for wisdom? Because God gives wisdom. He will give you wisdom. He will give you wisdom. He will give you direction. He will give you direction. Le man devele mosha tabala kum breke de falos venerua enko barasi fena breke de bele breko do mashanti jakwa tapakun se fena pa kuko poro popo podosh este vene breke de mono shanta la breka da bada 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 tosh japa da da bada da 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 bada da da bada da da bada da 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 bada da da bada. You have 1 minute more. You have 1 minute more. You have 1 minute more. Lemanandos, Fen and Bregadema, Shabalam, Bregadapanos, Federatus, Coriatus, 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 Jaga da da Balasi, Enerocotiatus, Shandala Bregadapada, Padata, the Suvini, the Rocotamosh, Mene Bregadabele Bregademosh, Andavala Bregadabalos, Sipene Bregademosh, Esha Bregadamana, Bregadamana, Bregadabala, Bregadaba. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, thank you for these ones that I've gathered here to you today. Thank you for your children. Thank you for their presence here is not a coincidence. Thank you for the understanding that you have imparted to us today. Thank you for the understanding that you have imparted to our heart as well. So, Father, I pray for your children. I pray for them. Let them have the desires of their heart. Let all the things that they have asked for be granted to them. Let them have the things that, let them see in actualization the things that they have prayed for. Let there be a physical manifestation of the healing in their bodies. Let there be a physical manifestation of the healing in the bodies of those they interceded for. Let there be supernatural provision of resources. In the name of Jesus. There's someone here, it seems as though time is no longer on your side. It seems as though time is no longer on your side. The Lord is bringing restoration. The Lord is bringing restoration. The Lord is bringing restoration so that you will not run out of time before that help comes through to you. You will not run out of time before God comes through to you. That is the word. Yeah, that is the word. You will not run out of time before the help comes to you. There's someone, it seems as though there's a deadline. There's a deadline. Yeah, the resources is provided. The resources is provided. You will not run out of time before God comes through for you. So, Father, thank you for your words to us today. Thank you for coming to us so mightily, so strongly. Thank you for addressing situations. Thank you for addressing issues. Thank you, dear God. 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 Thank you. Thank you for the smile that you are putting on our faces. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, dear God, for raising our heads up and putting a smile on our faces. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for shining your light on us. There's someone here, the Lord is going to put his spotlight on you in your place of work. And very soon, very soon, very soon, he will promote you. You get a promotion. You get a promotion. He's going to put a spotlight on you. Then very soon you're going to get a promotion. Yeah, because you'll be recommended. You'll be recommended for it by people that matter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you very much for joining in. If you're here listening to me and you have not yet received Jesus into your heart, I put it to you that you are not yet a child of God. And everything we have been talking about today, remember that we have been talking about it as though God, this thing that we have been talking about so far is a father to child business. So I encourage you to receive Jesus into your heart. And how do you do that? It is by believing in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day for your justification. And by believing on this, that he died for your sins, and that his death took away all your sins, and all the guilt of sin, and all the suffering that you deserved for your sin, that is how you can be saved. So I encourage you to receive him into your heart. And if you are making that decision this moment, can you say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins, that you rose again the third day for my justification. I receive salvation. I receive your redemption. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulate you. And I welcome you to the family of God. We'll continue same time next week. 8 p.m. West African time and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. every Sunday would continue on our series on seeking and knocking. We couldn't touch on seeking and knocking today. I look forward to you joining us then. The recordings for this session will be available. I encourage you to find time in the week to also listen to it again in preparation for next week. Go and become a prayer answering Christian. go and become a Christian who has mastered the art of answered prayers. God bless you.